Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 25th of May, and it's mostly sunny here in Auroville on still pleasant 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast promises for today, partly sunny and very warm, and it's supposed to be cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 28 to high of 39, and heat index on 49 degrees Celsius. So another hot day ahead of us with even maximum ultraviolet index on 11, which is really extreme. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 48%. Not only that it's hot, but also many things are closed, lots of people are out, but still, on Sunday 31st of May, we are invited to Unity Pavilion to source our own oneness. And this invitation has gone out to Aurovillians, members of AVI, members of Sri Aurobindo Ashram, of Sri Aurobindo Society, the Golden Chain Fraternity, World Union of Sri Aurobindo Action, and all those who are working for the fulfillment of the aims and ideals of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, to come together between 9:30 to 3:30 p.m., including with lunch. The organizers are hoping to build a bridge between the ashram and Auroville, and they are asking us, since the limited is seating, that to register ourselves the latest on Friday 28th until 5 p.m. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The final dream was a step in evolution which would raise man in a higher and larger consciousness and begin the solution of the problems which have perplexed and vexed him since he first began to think and to dream of individual perfection and perfect society." And on the topic, the mother wrote, "Our harmonious collective aspiration can change the course of circumstances. Collaboration does not mean that everybody should do the will of one of the men who ask for it. True collaboration is a non-egoistic union of all personal efforts to express and realize the divine's will. Indeed, the goodwill hidden in all things reveals itself everywhere in the one who carries goodwill in his consciousness. This is a constructive way of feeling which leads straight to the future." So whoever feels called on Sunday between 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., come to Unity Pavilion. Although not much is going on, but still, at Visitor Center on Saturday 30th of May at 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon, we are invited to the live concert where three Tamil independent music bands, Jana, Urka, Sean Roland and friends, are on a mission to reach out to people directly through their music and are taking a coastal tour from Chennai to Auroville, playing at different places. On Saturday 30th, between 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the U-Lab in Upasana Navarashirpam, we are invited to participate in the next session of Integral Entrepreneurship Laboratory, EAL, which is one of the milestone outcomes of the Auroville Retreat and part of the Economy Action Group. After a successful open house, the EAL is planning several thematic sessions to assist inspiring new and old entrepreneurs in Auroville. In the next session, they want to cover the subject of human resources and they will invite experienced experts from Auroville to explore the themes on recruitment, training, performance and work culture in Auroville. On asbestos roof in Abri and its disposal was held a meeting on 30th of May at Upasana. And to bring the project forward, they started a fundraising campaign for removal of asbestos roof at Abri. And Henry, who is taking lead in fundraising project, he's offering his talent as a caterer, so the proceeds of his work go towards this fund. He will cook for those who need, and the payment will go directly to the account of Asbestos in Arbury, 252339. Henry lives in Sukhavati, and you can reach him on the phone 262-3447. And again, the financial account for donations for the removal of asbestos roof in Arbury is 252339. On Saturday, 30th, between 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. is an informal outdoor painting session taking place at Solitude Farm, and you should bring your own materials and enthusiasm. But if you got any, if you need more information, you can call Satya on 948614-5072. Solar Kitchen and La Terrazza open back, and also the places in visitor center, but Orville Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be closed on Friday and Saturday 30th of May for the repair of the oven and for their yearly maintenance work. They will reopen on Monday 1st of June. They're asking us to pick our Friday orders on Thursday. Elisa informs us that the aqua gym at La Piscina is suspended for now, and the next class will resume on Thursday, 23rd of July from 4 to 5 p.m. The graphic section and photocopy service in Town Hall, it will remain closed for summer from 25th to 30th of May. And during the summer, Foodling and Farm Group office will be open only in the mornings from Monday to Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and they are asking us to collect our milk before 12:30. Foodling is also looking for someone to receive produce from farmers, transport the produce in Orville, generally maintain the work area. The job is for a man, as there is a heavy lifting and carrying. The work is half-time, for which there is a half maintenance. The job is temporary for 6 months. If you're interested, you can contact the farm office at 262-3107. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight at 8 p.m. in Town Hall, we can see Indian comedy thriller Samitab, made in India in 2015 by writer and director R. Balki. Tomorrow there will screen German drama thriller Two Lives, made in Germany and Norway in 2012 by writer and director George Maas and Judith Kaufman. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Inside the Garbage of the World, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director Felipe Carrillo. On the Mother Road, little by little it will be revealed to us what this new species must be. And meanwhile, the best course is to consecrate oneself entirely to the divine. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.